Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hello and good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, 617. Today, there's going to be a nice start for us, but there's a chance of rain in the afternoon and into the evening. High today, 76. Saturday, chance of rain in the morning and in the afternoon, but it may not be real heavy, but still a chance of rain and a high of 84. So definitely going to be warming up. Right now it is 60 in downtown Indianapolis. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. Has your morning gotten off to a rough start?
It kind of did. And it's just, it's a weird thing. It all goes back to my sleeping pattern. I'm not sleeping right. I only laid down yesterday for 2 hours, which is nothing. You nap, what, 3 hours a day?
Yeah, well, 2 hours a day, and last night I dreamed that Jesus came back, so, you know, I'm a little shooken up this morning,
wait, let me see your phone. Did Jesus leave a note again?
Yeah, I don't think
Jesus
he did.
Jesus, take the wheel! If you missed it before, Alex had a note, like, in your notes in your phone, and what did Jesus tell you?
He said something about, like, if I put him, it was something along the lines
if
of like, if I put
it,
him first,
they will come.
No, if I put him first in my life, like, then my dreams will be bigger, like, than just my dreams on my own or whatever. It was something like that.
All right. Well, I want to hear about your dream in a second, but mine, yeah, didn't necessarily involve Jesus, but hey, thank you for another day on this earth. I appreciate you waking me up. I don't know why. I just can't sleep. I tried to go to bed last night starting at 9 o'clock. Then it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and I'm tossing and I'm turning. I just can't sleep and I'm tired, but I don't know why. So, I don't know. I hit snooze a bunch this morning and I'm getting ready to leave. And there's a few things I think you always turn around for, at least most people. And I wanted to ask you and Liv, the web girl, if you do this. If I forget my phone, no matter how far away I am, I'm turning around and I'm going back to get it because
yeah, I do that.
I won't be the same person. Today, the problem was actually my wallet.
Ooh, yeah.
And I do like a little TSA pat down when I'm in the car. I sit down. I know, obviously, I got my keys because I'm in the car. I'm like, okay, I got my sunglasses. No, I don't have them on, but they're in the thing. Okay, they're in the little sunglass holder. I'm like, okay, what else? What else? What else? Phone? Okay, check. Wallet. So I'm patting my pants.
Yep.
Not there. I'm like, okay. I went out and got, I picked up dinner last night. Oh, did I leave it on the driver's seat? That's kind of dumb. Somebody could have broke in. Nope, it's not there. I'm like, well, what if I did and it fell over? So I get out with my flashlight on the phone, walking
looking
around.
Looking in the crevice.
Door. So cops going to roll by. They're going to be like, okay, this guy is about to get taken down for breaking and entering. We finally got the Broad Ripple car guy.
So where was it?
Alex, after waking my wife up, which she's going to be on the show later this morning. She's going to be pissed for this.
wait, she's coming on the show to talk about this?
No, something else, actually. Around, I believe, 7:50, we're going to talk about snooze alarms.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. But I'm looking around because I need my wallet to get into the building. I'm low on gas. Long story, I need to have everything in my wallet. I couldn't find anywhere. I checked the kitchen. I checked upstairs in the bathroom. I checked yesterday the clothing that I was wearing. Was it in there? Maybe in a pocket, in gym shorts, something. Finally, last place you check, right? Always has to be. I go back into my car. I open up my laptop bag. I'm like, what's in here? Because I threw a bunch of stuff. There's a book I have to return to the library. I got my headphones. I got some other stuff to do. I have to make some copies of some keys for our garage after work for my wife. What's inside of my laptop bag, which has never been there my whole life?
Your wallet?
My freaking wallet.
That's weird.
I must have grabbed it in a hurry this morning because I always make coffee before I go to work. I check my laptop real quick to make sure I got everything I need. And then I log off. Then I come into work. And it was in my freaking laptop bag, which I don't know. I swear I spent 25, maybe 30 minutes for it.
I've never seen you bring your laptop to work, though.
No, I when we first started, I did. But it's just there's no room. Like, I mean, you have to be inside the studio, but there's no room. I have so many. I have like 5 screens in front of me already. There's no room for one to actually use my laptop. So I bring my laptop bag. That's my laptop bag, but it's not in there. So, yeah, I found it inside there next to my headphones.
Well, that's strange.
I just talk about this. Have you ever misplaced something? It's like, how the hell did it get there?
Like, I've set like keys in the fridge and stuff.
I was gonna say, you ever put it in the freezer?
Yeah.
You're like, why are my keys in the freezer?
Yeah, I've definitely done stupid stuff like that. I think especially when you're waking up this early in the morning, you're bound to do stuff like
so
that.
So I apologize for being, we're on time for being on the show, but I apologize for getting in late this morning for everybody else. Now tell me, Alex, if you could, About your Jesus experience.
Oh, no, but that's like the number one thing people hate is when people talk about their dreams. So I'm not going to do that to you.
No. I bet people right now listening.
No, it's self-explanatory. I'm just saying that if Jesus ends up coming back this week, I did dream about it first. And so you heard about it here first.
Wait, you dream like the end of times?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I dreamed that he came back. And you know what the funniest part, I will tell you this, the funniest part is that I, like, as part of the dream, as he's coming down from the sky, I'm watching him, like, descend from the sky. Twitter is blowing up and people are, like, tweeting funny things about, like, Jesus is coming. It's trending on Twitter and people are, like, making memes and stuff. It's, like, hilarious. I'm like, dude, but you know what? I bet that when Jesus does come back, it is going to be like that on Instagram and stuff. Don't you think?
I'm hoping when he comes back, he lets us at least have internet for a bit before he knocks it out. You know what I mean? Because he can obviously take
so we can get a selfie with him?
Yeah, just a little something.
What do you think he'd do like the fun filters on Instagram stories?
Oh, yeah. He's got like, what, Jesus, what, you got a dog? You got a nose and dog ears? Look at you. You're so cute.
He'd be fun. I think he
got a little tongue.
I think Jesus has a fun personality because you know why? He couldn't have created me without it, so.
Do you think that like maybe he'd come back kind of like Post Malone with some face tattoos and stuff?
No, he looked.
Not like a hardened criminal, but just kind of like, yeah, what's up, guys?
He looked exactly like how you think he looked.
Okay.
You know, the brown, long brown hair robe. That's what he looked like in my dream. Man. So anyway, if you see a guy coming down from the sky, you heard it here first.
He could be parachuting or it could be sweet baby Jesus. All right. Well, that's what's going on with us. So you know what you're working with this morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show. Joe, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, all doing our thing. You could follow the show at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. We use Radio Now 100.9 to go ahead and put stuff up there.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miss America winner Kara Munn continued her crusade against the Miss America organization and its chairwoman, Gretchen Carlson. Less than 3 weeks before the 2019 pageant on September 9th, Munn appeared on Good Morning America yesterday for her first televised interview after releasing a letter last week criticizing the group's leadership.
You know, I wasn't allowed to talk candidly with the girls. There was times where I was criticized for the clothes, for wearing them more than once when I'm the one buying my wardrobe. It was just like instance after instance. And at this point, you know, I can't change it. And I did bring up these concerns, some of them back in January, February.
She also says the situation has put great stress on the staff and board members of the Miss America pageant, and some have asked to leave.
I think there's a lot of pressure put on them as well. We've had a few staff members one staff member who's continuously gone to the hospital with all the stress. We've had five that have resigned. We had two members of the board resign. We had two members of the board asked to step down at that point. So it's just a culture that I just want to make sure it's better for the next girl coming in.
Kirstie Alley opened up about her love life during her appearance on the UK's Celebrity Big Brother. The actress admits that she wanted to run off and marry John Travolta and have an affair with Patrick Swayze. She was asked by another housemate if she ever had an affair with a celebrity. She said she never consummated one, but admitted to kissing Swayze and then discussed her crush on Travolta.
I almost ran off and married John.
Did you love him?
I did love him. I still love him. Mm. If I hadn't been married, I would have gone and married him because he has his own. And let me tell you, girls, it doesn't seem like it's important that someone has a private jet, but it is.
Very.
As you get older, you do not want to hang out in airports.
Ticket sales for Mariah Carey's residency in Las Vegas aren't going that great. According to the seating charts for Carey's The Butterfly Returns residency at the Coliseum, the venue has roped off 1,200 seats that are not being used because of poor ticket sales. The news comes after Mimi just canceled her entire Australia tour due to a lack of interest from fans in the country. I said this from the beginning when they announced her residency. I knew that this was going to happen because she has proven over the last several years that she, like, suddenly can't sing anymore. She lip syncs. She sucks on stage. She looks like an idiot. I knew it.
I would love to see Mariah Carey if she could sing, though. Like, I would pay one of those things where it's like, okay, this is a lot of money for me to pay, but I'll do it for one show kind of a thing.
I want to see Britney Spears for her residency, and I want to see Celine Dion. That is who I want to see.
I would see Celine Dion over Britney because Celine's actually going to sing.
Right. They're both good, though. They're both different. You know, Britney's more of the performer. Celine is more of the voice.
What if Celine's like, oops, I did it
She should
again.
Cover that. And Snoop Dogg will release a cookbook called From Crook to Cook in October. The rapper will share his favorite dishes, drinks, and meals. Here's the thing. The recipes will include fine dining gin and juice recipes,
yes.
And they're all pot-free. So actually,
oh,
there's
wow.
no pot in
Sorry.
The food.
Sorry, that was a vape.
An exact date when the cookbook is being released is not known. So we'll keep you posted. That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Live the Web Girl. How are you feeling right now? 1 to 10. 1, you're like, I'm still sleeping. 10, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I would say a 6.
Oh, wow. Alex, how are you this morning?
Full disclosure, I'm severely hungover, which never happens.
What did you drink last night?
A lot of freaking wine. I discovered, is it Pinot Noir is the red?
Yes.
I discovered Pinot Noir from Sonoma is the only red wine I like, and I had like 5 glasses.
What?
Big glasses at Louis Wine Dive. Have you been there yet?
Yes, I love Louis Wine Dive. How did they not kill you?
I know. So I'm severely hungover, so I just need you to know that I need you to speak.
No wonder
quietly.
She's so happy this morning.
I'm actually like proud of her, you know?
No, don't be. I'm never doing this again.
Liv's proud of people that can power through drinking.
You know what? It feels like now when I'm hungover, like when I drink, like I can't because like 2 days later, I'm still going to be hungover.
Hangovers build character.
Ugh.
And Liv the Web Girl has lots of character. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Da, 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 da. You know what today is? It's National Waffle Day. 80% of women in a new survey said they love them some waffles. And
oh, I do too.
69% of men say I like waffles. I mean, when you compare the two, it's not pancake day, but would you have a waffle or a pancake?
I love both for different reasons.
I love waffles. So like, that's one of my favorite food ever.
Do you have a waffle maker?
No, but I want one.
Let's bring it to work.
Waffle.
Let's take one. Is there a hotel that's getting rid of one right now?
Ew, I don't want that.
Oh, they clean them every day. I'm just saying you're getting rid of it. You're getting a new one.
Yeah,
I do.
Let me tell
I do.
You something.
21 East St. Joseph Street.
Hotels say they clean stuff all the time. It doesn't mean they do. Remember that hotel we had to stay in Chicago a couple weeks ago? Because mine was filthy, disgusting. As soon as I got in there, I had to call the front desk.
Nice.
I had to call the front desk to come up and re-clean the toilet because there was yuckiness on the seat.
Sorry about that. I used your room before you did.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
You warmed it up.
I did. This is amazing news. America's largest grocery chain will say bye-bye to plastic bags at all of their nearly 3,000 stores by 2025.
What store?
Kroger.
No!
Kroger orders about 6 billion bags each year. They will start phasing them out immediately in Seattle. Well, of course, everything's, you know, got to get rid of that in Seattle first. But why are you so upset about this?
Because here's the thing. I understand it's for the good of the earth or whatever, but every single time that a store does this, and then what they usually do is they implement some kind of like, you need to buy a $5 reusable bag or something. They're like, you only have to pay for it once and then you keep reusing it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you bring it back.
In an ideal world, sure. But see, the problem is you always forget and then you have nothing to carry your groceries out of. So what do you have to do? Buy another $5 bag. And
how
then
do you
pretty
forget,
soon,
though?
You're spending $50 on $5 bags.
You know you're going to the grocery store, so make sure you bring your bags. Or after you unpack your bags, put them in your car or your vehicle. Simple.
I think they're just going to start doing paper, Alex, so it'll be okay. They're going
to
do
paper
bags instead
of plastic. No, it's not. It's the worst
thing,
Liv. You don't know.
Yeah, but also I reuse plastic bags all the time, so it's not like I just throw them away. I have a cabinet just for plastic bags, and then I stuff them all in there.
Is it full right now?
Yes.
I kind of want to see a photo of this.
And so I reuse them for different things all the time, and it's harder to use a paper bag.
I'm not a hippie. Listen, I'm not. I may look like a bum or something, but I'm not a hippie. But I like that we're getting rid of some things. I don't know what I'm going to do without straws, to be honest with you. I don't want to kill the turtles.
Don't even get me started on the straw
thing. I don't know if I can handle living a straw-free world. We'll see if I can survive on that one. Continuing on here for Joe's Need to Know News, our next story, well, it involves your cell phone, so you might want to get it away from your face. Your smartphone could be covered in up to 10 times as much bacteria as your toilet seat.
That's lovely.
New research has found disturbingly high levels of bacteria, mold, and yeast lurking on our phones. The screens, those are the worst areas. Other heavily affected areas include the back of your phone, the lock button, and the home button. Now, here's what they did. They swabbed an iPhone 6, so this is new, but I guess they couldn't get the iPhone X. What's going on here? A Samsung Galaxy 8 and a Google Pixel phone, and they tested out the levels of, it's called aerobic? Whatever. They tested bacteria.
Arabic? No.
No, it's not. See? At least
not
I didn't
Arabic.
Say that.
Aerobotic? No. Now you have me. Now you have me shook because I can. In my head, I can say it. And now you're tripping me up. I can't say the word.
Everybody now is like, oh,
aerobatics.
Is that what it is?
What's the sentence again?
It is, well, I'll spell it for you. I'm not going to sound like a dumbass twice. A-E-R-O-B-I-C, bacteria. Everybody's yelling, you're so
right,
stupid.
That's aerobic, but not Arabic. It's, and so not the language.
They test the levels of the Arabic bacteria.
Yeah, don't get that confused.
Let's just say they test levels of bacteria, yeast, and mold presence on the phone. For all three of them, the screens had the highest level of bacteria. Now, a doctor said the high levels of germs on your phones can lead to, Alex, listen to this, skin problems. The bacteria can clog your pores and often result in inflammation and acne. Didn't you say that you've had a lot of acne on your face?
Yes, thank you for exposing that.
Well, I think it's good to be relatable. Maybe you got that doo-doo face.
It's not like I have severe acne. It's just like more breakouts than usual this last year.
Well, she offered some tips, so maybe this can help somebody. To combat these problems, use a headset when on the phone for a lengthy period of time and regularly wipe your smartphone with alcohol wipes and remove as much bacteria as possible before using it. Let's be honest here. When's the last time you wiped down your phone?
Never.
Months?
Months.
It had to have been, and it's probably because I spilled something on it. So something to be aware of for that. This is the funniest thing. Did you see this viral photo going online of this kid going for his school photos? He's like in seventh grade.
Yes.
And his mom, he's like, Mom, I don't think I can buy this. They went and picked out a green shirt. Well, what do they do for the photos? You have a green screen.
Oh, my God.
So this kid, and check out these photos, Alex and Liv, some of them right there. He's floating in the back of, like, the U.S. flag right there. There's his head.
So great.
Around. He's sitting, looks like his head's stuck in a fence post.
I love that.
It's so awesome. You can see all these photos. It's just something like, I think, it's actually probably better than what the original would have turned out to be online at RadioNowIndy.com. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News, what do you think about this guy getting fired? A security guard named Doug, who went by online Paul Flart, is farting in his videos he made at work. He was kind of like a mall cop, so instead of Paul Blart.
Right, they gave him the nickname,
yeah,
Flart.
Paul Flart.
Funny.
Well, he was fired after his videos, which were
they
were saying were gross, went
I
viral.
I knew that was going to happen to him. I knew it.
Doug, this guy must have been busy. He posted 75 farting videos over the past 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here's a little clip, and trust me, I got more than just farts, but here's him actually recording himself a little bit. First of all, those are beefy. Okay, listen, I'm into farts, and that's a lot for me. I just want to know what
that's a lot for me, and I'm into farts.
What was he
Put
eating?
Put that on your dating profile.
Well, I'm married.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Okay, no. All right, and here's the thing, too. Be careful. Everybody's recording stuff, not just Armorosa. Here he is as he's getting fired. He was recording it, and this is his boss explaining it.
So we're going live. About to get fired from my job, probably. Let's find out.
What if he farted right in front of his boss?
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, we need to talk, man.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pissed off people here.
Okay. Well, so you're firing me anyway, right?
Yes, I am. You do realize that you're on a client's property,
yeah,
wearing our uniform. 100%.
I'm not going to argue the facts of you getting,
That's what thing. Now, again, it's come to our attention that you've recorded yourself in our uniform.
Pause it.
On the client.
Can I just tell you how juicy this is? I love, it's like eavesdropping, but 10 times better. I just love this. I'm on the edge of my seat. Just listening in on this conversation.
I'm
so
cringing.
Good.
Oh,
listen to the
it.
Boss when he points out how many times that he's been recording himself.
Client's property. Here's your write-up.
Okay.
You can read it. I think 75 times would account as
3-second videos, though?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
75 times using something that you knew that you shouldn't be using.
Okay. He's trying to like, wait. They were only 3 seconds at a time. He's like, yeah, but you did it 75 times.
That's it?
Yep.
We're all done here?
Yep.
That's it. We lost the job, guys.
Wow.
I bet he'll get a nice position at a nice mall somewhere where they appreciate people that work hard. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and you can join in the conversation right now. By that, I mean the riddle, because, Liv apparently is a woman of all amazing traits and abilities, and riddling is one of them.
Liv the Riddler.
317-239-1009. Riddle me this. You can call in, and I feel like you should keep on calling because I don't know if anybody's going to get Liv's riddle today. If you can, you'll win Miguel tickets and qualify for that J-Lo flyaway. We'll pick a winner very soon. It could be you. We're going to send you to Vegas to see her. All right, Liv the... Well, go ahead.
Well, isn't there special music for this riddle?
There is.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I am sorry.
This is another layer to the riddle.
Wow. Okay, my bad. Sorry. Some of us are slacking today.
Okay.
Wow. This doesn't sound like riddle music, but I trust you.
No, it is riddle music. I need to get my voice ready. One night, a king and a queen went into a castle. There was no one in the castle when they went in, and no one else entered the castle while they were there. The next day, three people came out of the castle. Who were they?
Ooh.
Okay, the king, the queen. Okay. Let's try Christy this morning from the south side. Do you know Liv's answer to her riddle?
I have no idea.
Christy, you don't have a guess?
I know.
Do you need her to repeat it?
Yeah, I think everybody listening right now, repeat it and then call in at 317-239-1009. Go ahead, Liv.
One night, a king and a queen went into a castle. There was no one in the castle when they went in, and no one else entered the castle while they were there. The next day, three people came out of the castle. Who were they?
Christy, we need a guess from you on the south side.
Oh my gosh.
Three.
The king, the queen, and their housekeeper. I don't know.
Good guess, though.
Sorry.
Have a blessed day. Thank you, Christy. Let's talk to Brandon on the Joan Alex Show. Brandon, what is your guess calling in from the Southie side?
The knight, the king, and the queen.
That is correct.
Okay, explain this.
What do you mean? What
did
he say?
Here's what my guess was. My guess was
a baby.
The king and the queen, yeah, were expecting, and so they went in there into the castle. She gave birth and then walked out with a child.
Well, you're wrong. So that's stupid.
Hardcore. No. Well, you're wrong. Okay, so explain.
So when I said one night, that's like the K-N-I-G-H-T, like the knight that wears the armor.
Well, duh. If I would have had it in front of me written out, I would have known that.
Well, that's the point.
Well, that's the point. Dumb. I'm just kidding.
You are so smart. I can't believe you figured that out.
I know, Brandon. Did you Google that?
Oh, you wrote it down. Wait, are you driving right now? I hope you're not driving and writing.
I just now started driving.
Okay. Well, congratulations,
Brandon.
What do you call him?
Sir Brandon from the southeast side
of Indianapolis. You, sir, are going to see Miguel in concert and a chance to see Queen J-Lo with her magnificent booty. Possibly. We got to fly away. You're not qualified for it. Congratulations, Brandon.
Thank you.
I feel weird. Hold on. I want to go back to this. There we go.
You like the riddle music better?
This just feels...
She did the princess music and the fairy tale music because of the story.
Was my fairy tale?
I was going to say, is that the voice you use at the daycare that you work at besides the show?
Yes, I get really into the voices and everything, too.
It was interesting. I'm surprised. Hold on. Are there any schools that want us to come read to their kids? Let me see here. Go ahead and call in right now. No? Okay. Maybe that'll change there. All right. Hey, way to go. I kind of like that. Thank you so much. Happy Friday. Good morning.
You sound like a witch. I'm going to eat your children.
Especially you with the fat ones.
I don't know what that voice is, but...
I don't know.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
No, I mean, not right now, but like sometime in the future. Maybe in October. Reserve it for October.
Yes.
Okay. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and teens are in no rush to get this. 317-239-1009. If you have a teen that actually does not want to get this, they're in no rush, because I don't understand this. Alex, what do you think teens... in high school, have no rush to get right now?
A college degree.
That, Alex, is wrong. Ugh. Liv the web girl. What do you think teens in high school are no longer rushing to get? It's the demand is going down.
To get their V card taken.
Oh, that's a good guess.
What?
Yeah, like waiting longer before they're ready to do the birds and the bees thing.
Dirty.
What?
No. This surprises me. The most recent data from AAA shows that 44% of teenagers obtain their driver's license within the first year of being eligible. The percentage of high school or seniors in the United States with a driver's license has dropped from 85% in 1996 to a record low of 72% in 2015.
What?
And it's going lower and lower. This is according to research by the University of Michigan monitoring the future studies. So
why?
These kids that are in high school that can be actually eligible to get a driver's license have no urge to get one. They say they don't. Grace Brass admits she's embarrassed to be a 20-year-old IU junior without a driver's license.
Okay, Grace, get it together.
At this point, she said, I just haven't gotten it. It almost feels strange to go out of my way to get it now, she said.
So it's laziness.
I don't know what it is. I don't understand it. She says, I just feel like I'm probably going to be a horrible driver now, and I'm scared of driving a car at this point going forward.
Well, you know how much more expensive it is to only Uber and Lyft instead of drive your own car?
It's probably like double the cost.
It is double the cost.
317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
My name's Courtney.
Courtney, how old are you?
I'm 21, and I have my license, but my boyfriend, he's 19 years old. He's had to get two permits because the first one expired that he got when he was 16, and he just has no interest.
Like, why? Explain that.
I don't know. He has a full-time job, but he gets a ride-to job because he rides with his coworker.
What if that coworker quits?
Well, then I'm going to have to drive him to work.
What if the coworker calls in sick?
Then his parents and I find a way to get him to work.
Isn't that so unattractive? I would be very unattracted to a man that didn't own a car.
So him and I are building a house together. And so the rule is if he wants to move in, he has to have it by the time the house is built. And it's going to be done in November.
Ooh.
Are you building like one of those little houses or an actual house?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. At 19 to 21, what do you guys do for a living?
We work at a window repair company called Window Makeover.
Oh, there you go. All right, little shout out.
I've had a job since I was 13, and we're actually building a house in Fortville in Arbor Home.
Well, good for you. It sounds like you have a lot of drive, and you're not lazy at all. I think it's weird that your boyfriend still doesn't have a car, but I mean, if he's going to get one before November, that's good.
I see these stories, and I'm like, there's no way. They're saying because of online gaming, Xbox, and all these different things, like, well, I don't need to go drive to see my friends. I can play Fortnite with them.
That's sad.
But it's not the same thing. Don't you want the independence to go somewhere? And
yeah.
As soon as I could, I'm like, can I please take the car out? Please, I'll be home by 10. Please.
If I give birth to like a lazy turd kid like
that. Oh, you probably will.
Who does it, who all he wants to do is play Fortnite instead of go out and get his driver's license and get a job, I'm stuffing him back in. Bye.
Wow. Just, I want you to remember what you just said there because that sounds extremely painful.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj wants this on the record. She blanking loves Kylie Jenner, but not Travis Scott. She cleared the air yesterday on her Queen radio show over a video TMZ posted showing Kylie trying to avoid Nicki on the VMA's red carpet this week. She said Kylie's nothing more than an innocent bystander in this clear beef between her and Travis and the music biz.
She's not a musician. She has nothing to do with this. She supported her man as she should. So we're not, my fans and I are not feeding into this. We love Kylie.
The man who murdered John Lennon will remain behind bars after his 10th unsuccessful parole hearing. Mark David Chapman, who's now 63, was turned down again this week. No reasons have been made yet public, but Yoko Ono sent the parole board a letter asking that Chapman remain in the Wendy Correctional Facility in upstate New York, not only for the safety of her and her family, but for his own safety. Chapman shot Lennon in New York City in 1980. He is up again for parole in about 2 years. Chapman's wife recently told the UK Mirror that he talked of killing Lennon 2 months before actually doing so.
And why didn't you say something, lady?
That's what I was wondering. How is she not culpable for something, you know?
Speak up.
Dylan McDermott and Connie Britton are joining the cast of American Horror Story Apocalypse. Every time this song comes on, you know I dance. I get so hyped. I'm so excited.
It's funny how you have the same dance to every music bed.
The two played husband and wife, Ben and Vivian Harmon, in the first installment of American Horror Story, but it's not known who they will play in this upcoming season. It's Britton's first time returning to the franchise since season one, while McDermott briefly appeared in Asylum. I freaking love that show. So if I have any other HAS or AHS fans listening, then I know that you're super excited too. And this is just so wild. Justin Bieber bought a $5 million mansion in Ontario, Canada with its own private horse racing track. Why?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I understand stables and owning horses, but a horse racing track? Very bizarre.
You gotta bet on something, I don't know.
The property has 101 acres with a private lake, temperature-controlled wine room, hello, private gym, heated floors, private equestrian facility with stables and a 5 to 8 mile racetrack, and the living space is 9,000 square feet with 4 bedrooms, 6 baths, 3 fireplaces, a game room, and a movie theater.
You gotta do it like that guy from back in the day, like Lifestyles of Rich and the Famous, like, a 5,000 square foot home, oh,
he
glorious.
Has one of my favorite voices of all time. I know that guy's name, and now I can't think of
I want to say Richard Branson, and it's not Richard Branson. I know. It's
no,
like,
that's not it.
Live the web, girl. Can you Google Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Tell us the guy's name that hosted that, and just let us know as we get going here.
I can't think of what that dude's name is, but I love that show. That. Why isn't it on anymore? I want it to come back.
They had MTV Cribs, which was like the modern day version of it.
Yeah.
And
I used to love watching that, though, on VH1. You know, VH1 and MTV have been slacking on the shows they've had on.
Robin Leach?
Yes, that's Robin Leach. He is the best voice of all time. So anyway, that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Good morning. On the phone, Sylvia is here, and we are going to talk to her and see what she's got going on. Hey, Sylvia, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're great. We're very anxious to find out. You emailed us yesterday and said you desperately needed to come on the show because you bought a house and found something. So we want to know what.
Yeah, guys. The craziest thing in my entire life just happened to me. And I feel like I had to go beyond just a Facebook post to get it out and see what I should do. So basically, my husband and I, we just bought a new house in Brownsburg. And, you know, the couple that we bought it from, they were really nice and they were really friendly. And the entire closing process couldn't have gone any better. I mean, it just went perfectly. So here's the thing. So fast forward to this week. And so I'm just kind of going through the house, getting, you know, the last of the stuff that's in the drawers put away and everything. And so we have these built-ins in our living room, like with drawers and cabinets and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. That's convenient.
Yeah, it's really pretty. But so I was putting some stuff in one of the drawers, and I realized that it had a false bottom.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I'm super excited because I've always wanted to find a secret room or drawer, a cubby like that in the house.
Money. There's like millions of dollars. That's what you need to find.
Jewelry.
Right. That's what my first thought was. I was like, oh my gosh, this is my dream come true right now. But what I ended up finding, though, was just, it wasn't fun. It wasn't cool, or it wasn't something to be excited about at all. It was creasy. Basically, what happened was there was a pile of Polaroids in there, and they're just photos of the husband of the couple that was in the house before us.
Okay.
And he's in a Klan robe.
Whoa. Okay.
Gross.
Hold up.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought maybe you were going to say like they're nude photos or something. Because this is embarrassing. I found old Polaroids before. It was my mom and dad naked.
Yikes.
Holy crap. I'll never forget. Apparently Bush was in. But okay. Continue. This a Klan thing is a lot different than my naked parents.
Okay. Yeah. But no, this is about to way surpass your naked parents. Here's the thing. Not only is he apparently in the KKK, but he's married to a black lady.
No way.
Wait. So it's like an interracial couple.
It's an interracial couple. It
Shut
is.
Shut the I front mean, door. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is horrible.
That doesn't I even know. Make sense. That's like, if you're in the Klan, that's like hypocritical or something.
Well, that is scary because who knows why he's doing that? Like, for all we know, that's like an abusive relationship, and he does that, like, I don't know, to have like power over her or something sick like that.
Right. I mean, my first thought was like, you know, all those movies coming out, like Get Out and everything like that. But I mean, this is just the most horrifying thing that I've ever come across. I know it's not technically illegal to be in the KKK, but it's obviously just
terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that.
The fact that he has a black wife, like, what are you doing? I don't know what to do.
You have to tell that woman. You have to tell the wife immediately. Send her the Polaroids.
Oh, absolutely not.
Do you know where they're living now?
You know, I have their number.
She could easily find out.
I don't know where they're living, but here's the thing is that, like, I don't know what to do because I'm a little scared to say something because I know that Klan people can be dangerous, and he knows where I live now.
Right, of course, you know? Yeah. You're in his house.
Well, nowadays it seems like everything's ratcheted up more and more. I remember growing up in kind of the country, and I wasn't, but some of my friends, I don't know if they were in the Klan, but they were racist people. And I remember there was a Klan rally in my small hometown, like, and my parents took me away, like, we're not going to go see this trash. Like, it was
chills.
In the downtown. So, but I don't know. I feel like now more than in the past, people do stuff. Like, people hurt you and threaten you. At least that's how I perceive it and feel it. But I don't... You think she should tell the wife?
I do.
I do not think. I think, you know what you do? You destroy the photos and you just remain radio
no
silent.
No way. No, you need those photos. 317-239-1009. We're going to start taking your calls right now to get Sylvia some advice. Should she tell the wife that used to live in the house before her that her husband is a Klan member? Chelsea tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show and said, hubby and I are listening. He says, no way. Destroy the photos. I say, tell her. Seriously, who knows if she's in danger, but I couldn't live with the possibility of it and then me not speaking up.
I don't think she's in danger if they're actually, like, together. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if they were dating, maybe.
Well, here's the thing that's interesting is he currently in it or was he before they were married and that's why he hid them in that drawer? Who knows?
All right, let's go to the phones. Morgan is in Brownsburg this morning. What do you think Sylvia should do? You're also on with Sylvia.
I suggest she tells the wife. I don't know. I was kind of torn in between the two, but I think the wife should know if she could contact the wife first, like alone, or even just get the pictures to the wife without the wife knowing where they came from necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, like anonymously send them.
But why should she tell? Like, what would be the worst thing happen if she didn't?
Like, with the Klan, like, who knows what's going on with that anyways? I mean, who's really all involved? If the guy is still involved, if this was some, like, married the woman just to get further into knowing what was going on with, you know, her family, I don't know. But the thing is she found those pictures for a reason. You know, stuff happens for a reason. It crosses your path for a reason, I feel like.
Yeah, like, so she found them, and then now she's got to tell her.
Wait,
like,
you're from Brownsburg?
So, yeah, I'm from Brownsburg. I grew up there my whole life, and you know, we used to have a sign going into Brownsburg that said, you know, blacks not welcome. This was what I was told in the town, you know, things like that. And we're builders, and I remember a family moving into town, and they kind of got, you know, like, the town kind of slowly pushed them out. Like, now over the years, everything's, you know, changed. We have tons of different people, tons of different backgrounds. And everybody's welcome, you know, but to know that somebody's there that might have those beliefs, you know, like, that woman should know that. I feel like what's on the news right now with the Colts, you know, announcer and stuff, and he repeated something that a guy said, you know, over 30 years ago or whatever, and it was a bad word, but, you know, the guy recently lost his job repeating something somebody else said, and, you know, and it's not to say that that guy's a racist, but, you know, stuff got brought up again to expose something. And I feel like, you know, that too, like, yeah, the guy might still be in the Klan.
Wow. All right, Morgan, thank you for calling in this morning. And Sylvia, from the same town as you are, Brownsburg. Anonymous now, calling in from the north side. What did you want to say here on the Joe and Alex Show?
He was put those photos in an envelope, call the wife and say, hey, I think you left some items at the house. I want to make sure you got them. That way the wife knows. The wife needs those photos.
That gives
Definitely.
Me chills. That gives me chills, imagining that wife opening that envelope and seeing those photos.
God.
I can't even imagine.
Hold
but
on.
What if she's in danger?
Okay,
right.
Okay. I just thought of this. Hold on a second here. Everybody work with me. And Sylvia, maybe you know because I haven't seen the photos. I don't know much about the Klan, but from what I've seen, don't they always wear, like, the full, like, the head mask or whatever it's called and the full thing in white? Like, how do we know that it's the husband, even though he's a white guy and his wife's black? How do we know that's him if you found it in the house? What if that's from somebody in the past before that owned that house?
Because I saw his face in there.
Oh, okay.
Like, some were with the mask on, some were with the mask off.
I was hoping we could, okay.
That's what was confusing to me, too, because usually I thought that it was just the full gear also. But no, there were some with it on and with it off.
Yikes.
Oh, she needs to know. She needs to know.
All right. Hey, real quick, Anonymous, can you let her know? Can you call her for us real quick?
You are anonymous.
It's on the line.
All right, cool. Hang on. I want to give you your number. No, thank you, Anonymous, from the North Side for letting us know right there. Let's take one more call real quick. Jessica on the Joe and Alex Show. What would you tell Sylvie to do? She found these photos of the couple that used to live with her before, and it looks like the husband, who's a white dude married to a black woman, is in the Klan.
Yeah, I would tell her to make a social media post and just make it public and kind of tell about the photos that she found so that maybe she's not putting it, you know, giving them to the wife directly and she doesn't feel like she'll be targeted by the husband, but hopefully the wife will see it or somebody who knows the wife might see it and recognize the husband so that the wife can find out without Sylvia getting directly involved.
That's it. You know what she should do? Maybe leak it. I don't want to post a Klan photo, but leak it to a news station maybe. Like, you don't want it to be like, oh, this is Alex's page and she posted the photos up that she found, because then they'll know that Alex leaked the photos.
Kylie tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, what if it's the wife's sick fantasy? I wouldn't tell her. I would call the non-emergency police line and tell them to let someone or let them know. I highly doubt that she, it's a thing, like a sexual thing. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. And the thing is, too, as messed up as it is, it's not illegal to be in the Klan. As far as I know, like, you're allowed to be in it, even though, like, I wouldn't want to be friends with you. Like, I wouldn't want to associate with that kind of a person.
I would think she's not in on it, and she obviously doesn't know because they were hidden like that in a false bottom of a drawer. He clearly strategically hid those so no one would find them ever.
Sylvia, does this help you at all? Do you got a game plan as we kind of wrap things up right now?
Yeah, I definitely like the anonymous idea. I don't want any post or anything that has my name attached to it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't want to put the photos out in the open with me, as the one who's putting it out there. So I like the anonymous route. I think that's what I'll do.
Sylvia, I wish you the best of luck. That is such a tough situation to be in. I can't even imagine.
I know. Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you see something on the news, if she leaks it that way, if you see something on Facebook, know that Sylvia shared it first here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Wake me up, 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 up. Don't wake me up, 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 up. I agree. Sing it, Chris Brown. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Everybody! Oh, this is a bop, as the kids say. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. My wonderful wife, Lindsay, is joining us today. Hey, babe.
Morning.
Hey, I hope you don't mind. I told everybody what you threatened me with last night before you went to bed. Our anniversary is coming up next week. It'll be our 3-year. We've been together for over 6. And my wife said she would either kill me or divorce me if I hit snooze one more time. Well, I'm cleaning up the language. Because apparently I hit the snooze button too much in the morning and you're getting really tired of it. Is that how you feel?
Yes, that is how I feel. You sometimes hit snooze for like an hour. I think it's always a bare minimum of like 15, 20 minutes, but up to an hour.
And you always get here at the same time, so what is the point?
Well, I want to get up early. Whoa. I want to get up earlier and I want to get to work. It's just I'm tired, but I want to. So isn't it better to try than not try?
But you're not trying because you just hit the snooze for an hour. Gosh, yep. That is absolutely infuriating. I would be super upset too.
Yeah, it's so infuriating because then obviously I'm awake the whole time he's hitting snooze and I'm so mad at him afterwards that I can't fall back asleep right away. Plus I can hear him getting ready and stuff. I'm a light sleeper anyway. Like, there have been days I don't fall back to sleep until 6 or later and then I have to get up at 7.
That's awful.
Can't drag myself out of bed.
So what do you want me to do then? Like, what's the solution here? Because I need to get up at that time.
Just pick one time and wake up at it.
Well,
yeah. I can start hitting you with shoes. That's how I broke my sister of her snooze button habit.
No, I don't think domestic abuse is the way to fix a problem with the snooze button.
How about she sprays you with a spray bottle?
What am I, a cat?
So when you threaten divorce, Lindsay, are you serious or kidding?
I mean, I'm mostly kidding, but at the same time, that's really like inconsiderate of one's spouse to do that. And I mean, maybe it would be one thing if I like didn't have anything to do all day, but obviously I have a job that I have to go to too. I work like later into the day. Like if Joe goes to work really tired,
I know you guys' job like requires a lot of energy, but at least he only has to be there for like 4 or 5 hours. I'm at work for like 9 or 10 hours. Like, right. It's a lot.
But right. Lindsay, listen, Lindsay and I argue about this all the time. Like, her job's hard working at Finish Line. She's got to do all this inventory and stuff. But our job is harder than my wife's job. We may not work as long as she does, but our job's hard. We got to entertain all of Indianapolis and the world. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't think I would say your job is harder. I think it just requires a different kind of energy. But I don't just like do inventory. I have to analyze data and make decisions that impact our sales and our finances. Like, there's a lot of critical thinking and like detailed work that goes into my job. And it would be nice to be awake and alert for it.
All right, hang on one second. We actually have some people, it looks like, on the phone that want to chime in here. Ashley, you're in Central Indy this morning. What did you want to say?
You could download an alarm app. It's called Surefire.
Okay.
It's very annoying, loud, different tones. So, I mean, they'll definitely wake you up. But you can also set challenges. They can be math challenges at different levels from easy to hard. And like memory challenges. So you're forced to focus to shut off the challenge because the alarm will not shut up till you solve the challenge.
But that means I have to, Lindsay, wake up. I can't figure out this math problem. Now I'm just going to get my ass kicked no matter what.
Yeah. They have memory ones too. It shows you a pattern and you have to memorize the pattern. Okay. So it would force you to, like, wake up enough so that you have to focus on that.
Yeah, the problem is you're overestimating Joe's smarts. Lindsay is the smart one in their relationship, and she would most definitely have to be woken up to solve it.
if she tells him to do it your damn self, then... Well, he's forced to wake up.
Hey, I love my wife. Sure. I love my wife, Lindsay. But listen, she goes on Jeopardy one time, and instantly I'm the dumb husband. I'm sorry. I am smart. Hey, thank you, Ashley, for calling in this morning.
Caitlin Cash Dollar No Holler on Twitter tweeted us, Joe, that is the worst way to start the day. Stop doing that ASAP.
I don't like doing it, guys. I want to get up when my alarm goes off, but I'm tired.
But see, you do this in all aspects of your life. You always have a list of things that you want to do, and you keep insisting that you're going to change or do them a certain way, and you never do. Why can't you just accept that about yourself, that you want to get up at a certain time? Just get up at that time.
It's easier said than done, Alex. Do you see how good I look? This did not happen quickly. This took time.
Lindsay, would you be willing to sleep in a separate room from
yes,
him?
Yes, we have a spare bedroom, you and your shoes.
I wouldn't mind it, but the bed in there is less comfortable, and so I feel like since Joe is the one with the problem, he should be the one to have to sleep in there.
Hold on, let's
agree. I can get the big comfy bed with the dog.
I agree.
Christian, you're on the Joe and Alex show with my wife, Lindsay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is your suggestion?
So I think it's partially her responsibility also. If she's allowing you to continuously hit snooze and not trying to help you get up, that it's partially her fault as well.
I think that's a good point.
Why do I have to help him get up?
Well, I mean, so for example, I get up at 6 a.m. to go into work, and, you know, I occasionally will hit snooze as well. My spouse, my wife, she helps me get up. She'll shake my shoulder and be like, hey, it's time to get up. And then I'll be like, all right, you're right, and I'll get up. It's just, you know, sometimes you need that extra motivation.
You're nicer than Joe. I do that. I throw some elbows and yell at him, and he just doesn't move.
Oh, my God!
I just assume that's how you sleep at night. How do I know? You know what I mean? I thought maybe you're trying to flirt with me and get a little morning something.
Yeah, she already has the sucky end of the deal because Lindsay has to put up, don't you snore and have, like, sleep apnea and stuff? Like,
I do not snore. I have a CPAP machine. Yeah, I got sleep apnea.
So, like, she already has to deal with all this other crap, and then in the morning she gets woken up again. And, like, that sucks.
Yeah. It does suck.
All right. Hey, thank you for your call. Let's take one more. Let's talk to Jordan in Broad Ripple. What did you want to say here? We got my wife, Lindsay, on the phone, too. She's really upset at me because all I do is I hit the snooze button because I'm tired in the morning and I just can't get up.
So it's a proven fact. I'm a medical provider. You think that I know what you're trying to do. You're saying, oh, I need to get up earlier because I have all this stuff to do. A, you never do it. So it's clearly not working. And B, you're actually not getting as restful of sleep with what you're doing because you're not sleeping for long enough time to get into like a deep sleep. So if you're hitting the snooze every 9 minutes or whatever it is on the iPhone, you're just getting these small bursts and it's going to actually make you more tired. So it's this vicious cycle that you're putting yourself in because then the next day your alarm goes off early. you're tired. So what are you going to do? You're going to snooze it. So it would make a whole lot more sense if you have to be up, like, to get to work by whatever time you have to get there by a certain time. Set your alarm for 10 minutes before that. Snooze once. Get more continuous sleep. You'll have more energy. She won't be waking up all the time. Everybody will be happy. Also, Lindsay, you could get some earplugs. That's what my husband does.
Sleep science with Jordan.
Yes.
Hey, Jordan, thank you for the call. All right, Lindsay, I appreciate you coming on this morning, even though you're just dogging me.
I hate that noise. It's like the worst noise on the earth.
So,
turn it off.
Besides the
Joe!
Snoring, what?
Turn it off.
It is off.
No!
I hit snooze. Jeez. So are you going to really divorce me or not?
To be determined.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, Lindsay. I love you, baby.
I love you, too. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
See, listen, that woman, there's no way she's not happy in our marriage. No woman giggles like that.
Sure.
All right. This is something that I don't understand because, well, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, my wife, all these different women, I think something's wrong with you. You have these ugly celebrities that you think are hot.
Yeah. You know, I feel like every girl has one.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering. 317-239-1009. Call into the Joe and Alex Show and let us know if you've got one, maybe multiple, ugly celebrities that you're like, you know what? They're
something about them.
They're kind of hot. They do something for me.
Liv the Web Girl, our producer, is notorious for this. Every guy she says is hot, I think, is ugly.
Yeah.
Every guy.
Who do you think Liv the Web Girl is ugly but kind of hot?
Post Malone.
Oh, I knew she'd say
gross.
Post Malone.
So hot.
He is not hot. He's not hot. He looks like Pigpen from Charlie Brown.
Okay, I don't even know who that is. No, he doesn't.
Now, what makes Post Malone hot to you?
He's just such a badass, and he is just, one, his voice is amazing.
His singing is...
Yes, and even this.
Okay, but we're talking physical appearance.
Like looks.
He looks like he's never showered in his life.
He's like the, and I love Post Malone.
But it's like a bad boy thing.
No.
It's a bad boy thing. And also, I think part of his tattoos are for the irony of it. Like, because they are funny, and that's hot, and he's just hot.
I cannot believe.
He just looks super tough.
That is so terrifying.
Like, he's just... His voice, he's hot.
I'm sorry, Post Malone, right? This is Post Malone.
Yeah. Gross Malone.
317-239-1009. Kim on the Joe and Alex Show. What is the ugly celebrity that you think, man, they're kind of hot?
Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live.
No.
Why? Why is that so hot to you?
I don't know. He's hilarious and funny, and I've watched him on his show, Barry, and he has girls in that, so he's just cute.
Okay, so, Kim, my ugly celebrity crush is also from Saturday Night Live. Do you have any idea who it is?
Is it the one that's going to marry Ariana Grande?
Yeah, it's Pete Davidson.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Do you think Pete Davidson's ugly, too? Do you think that he's ugly?
I do.
Yeah, it's amazing. How do these fugly guys get these amazingly beautiful, hot, successful, attractive women?
Probably because he's funny. He's on Saturday Night Live. But the thing is, way before he was on everyone's radar because of Ariana Grande, I thought he was hot. I have been saying forever. Now, he is a total POS. He's got so many issues. I think he's a terrible choice for Ariana Grande. I would never date him. I just think he's hot from afar. Yeah. I have a thing for big teeth. I have big teeth, like bunny teeth. And
yeah.
I like guys that have big teeth, and Pete does. And I just want to have like little rabbit babies with him. Thanks,
right.
Kim.
Hey, thank you, Kim, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's say good morning to Julie. Hey, Julie, you actually agree with Post Malone, like Liv the Web Girl just said?
I do.
Why? What's wrong with you, Julie?
I don't know. I think it's a bad boy look.
But that's not a bad boy look. It's not leather jackets and a motorcycle. It's dirt.
It's like I'm Oscar the Grouch in human form look.
The tattoos and the long grungy hair.
Now, okay, and I don't judge people. I don't. Me personally, I would never get a tattoo above my neck. That's just me. But you,
I wouldn't either.
But you like that look though? Like, hey, I'm.
I wouldn't personally date as a celebrity. Yes, like whatever. As personally, I would not date somebody with tattoos on their face. No.
Okay. Wow.
Well, so I called to say Ed Sheeran.
No. Also no.
No, but his lyrics are romantic.
Okay, but so again, we can't. You can't call in and say that you like an ugly celebrity crush because of their personality and stuff. It is about physically. Why someone that's ugly to other people? Why are they hot to you?
Oh, he's a redhead, I guess.
Now, does Carrot Top also fall into that same line for you? He's ugly, no, but you think Carrot Top's hot?
No. Have you seen him recently?
No, I have not. Thank you for the call, Julie.
Michelle tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. She said, my friend's celebrity crush is Billy Bob Thornton. Okay, I also think Billy Bob Thornton is weirdly hot.
Now, how do you think he's hot?
Something about him.
And he got a hot woman, obviously crazy, Angelina Jolie back in the day.
I think that's what's hot. I think that he is good. He's actually good looking, though.
Wow, okay. 317-239-1009. Let's say hello to Jessica in Beech Grove this morning. Who is it for you? You think, oh my gosh.
So I'm into bigger guys. I think Rick Ross is just sexy. I don't know what it is about him, but I like him.
Have you seen a picture of Joe? Because he's like the white Rick Ross.
I'm totally, oh, I'm the boss.
I just like how he carries himself. I mean, just because you're bigger, I mean, it just, I love everything.
Is it
him.
The feeling of being crushed that you're into?
I am small. I am like 130 pounds, but I just can't see myself with someone that's very skinny, just the bones against bones.
So you want blubber against bones.
Yeah, a little bit cushion.
So, I mean, Rick Ross is big. What's the biggest guy in real life that you've ever gotten with?
I would say my son's dad's about 250.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Joe's like, I eat that guy for breakfast.
My left butt cheek weighs 210. You're not impressing me over here at all. I was expecting more, though. All right. Well, hey, I'm glad. Shout out for all the big guys out there. Thank you so much, Jessica and Beech Grove.
Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Olivia tweeted us and said, Pitbull is my ugly celebrity crush. Oh, gosh. I hate that. Ew. I hate bald. I'm not sorry, Joe. I'm not into bald guys.
Why don't you like that?
It's just so ugly. I need a guy to have hair. Pitbull looks like the naked mole rat Rufus from Kim Possible.
Stop.
He does.
Just stop with everything you're saying, okay? Please, for the love of sweet baby Jesus, stop. Hey, if you couldn't get through, let us know what ugly celebrity do you think is hot. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Khloe Kardashian apparently has given Tristan Thompson until the end of October to earn her trust back and prove that he's no longer a cheater. Sources say the reality star gave the Cleveland Cavaliers forward a number of personal rules and demands, including total access to his cell phone, password, and PIN numbers.
Run! It's a trap!
Oh, I did that with my boyfriend. I thought that was normal. I'm kidding.
Run! Don't come back to America, Egyptian. It's a trap.
I'm joking. She also spent big bucks to hire a team of private investigators and off-duty cops to follow his every move. Now that I did do.
No wonder you're like, hey, can I borrow some money? I'm kind of tight this month.
The sources add that if Thompson can't remain loyal and earn her trust back by the end of October, she's kicking him out and raising their daughter by herself. Hey, here's an idea, Khloe. You should have done that from the get-go. Why spend all this money? It's not like she, you know, it's hard for her to spend all that money on all that crap, but why even do it? You should have just broken up with him because he sucks. He doesn't treat you right. I have no patience for cheaters. Bill Cosby is converting $500 million of his fortune into a virtual currency so he can keep it away from his creditors, the government, and his wife, Camille. He has moved $5 million of it into Bitcoin after an expert told him it's practically untraceable and impossible for anyone but him to get to. The expert also told him that it couldn't be taken in a divorce, bankruptcy, or by the government. I don't know, man.
Man, like, I of all things, like, if he's able to do that and keep his money hidden, that really bothers me. It's like, that guy should lose everything for what he did.
And his wife has stood by him the entire
time.
Yeah,
why wouldn't she want to give her money?
Right. So now, if he's taken her money away, you know, their money away,
yeah,
then I wonder if that's going to be, like, a clue-in for her. Like, oh, maybe my husband is a total awful person.
Can I use all these Bitcoins and buy some pudding?
And ticket sales for Mariah Carey's residency in Las Vegas are not going great.
Oh, no.
According to the seat, that's about what she sounds like. I think that's why her ticket sales are down. According to the seating charts for her Butterfly Returns residency at the Coliseum, the venue has roped off 1,200 seats that are not being used because of poor ticket sales. The news comes after Mimi just canceled her entire Australia tour due to a lack of interest from fans in the country.
You should buy my tickets, yeah, yeah.
And Snoop Dogg will release a cookbook called From Crook to Cook in October. The rapper will share his favorite dishes, drinks, and meals. The recipes will include fine dining, gin and juice recipes, and all the meals are pot-free.
What?
Yeah, there's no pot, just normal food.
I'm not interested.
An exact date of when the cookbook is being released is not known. That is the garbage.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A suspected drunk driver nearly hit several beachgoers before his SUV ended up in the ocean. This happened in California. Witnesses say the driver left the road and went onto the beach, nearly hitting several people, and he drove a mile down to the beach, and eventually the SUV came to a stop and ended up submerged in the ocean. Like, do you not realize what's going on? You're like, I'm gonna drive through this water.
Maybe he thought he had a car boat.
Oh, yeah, he just forgot to hit the right button or something just to get it to switch over.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. The driver then jumped out and started walking. He made it about a half a mile before cops got up to him. The driver was holding an open beer can as they took him into custody. How drunk do you have to be to actually have the alcohol on you?
Very drunk.
Like, not in the vehicle, like just walking, like, what?
Yep.
Like, you're totally spacing out there. In Arkansas, a woman helped her boyfriend, this is love, escape from the county jail by posing as a deputy from California.
That's awesome.
Her boyfriend was in jail and kind of on hold from the sheriff's office until someone from California could extradite him back. His girlfriend called the Washington County Jail staff and identified herself as a deputy with the sheriff's office.
Ooh.
That right there is going to get you in trouble.
Yeah,
you're impersonating.
Probably get more time than him.
She even provided a forged document releasing the agency's hold on her boyfriend, so the guy was pretty much free to go at that point. And they let him go.
Whoa.
The jail staff finally figured out, uh-oh, we're dumb. They were tricked. And 2 days later, that's when they realized it. When a real deputy called from California to say, hey, I'm on my way to pick up that guy.
Oh my gosh. Then did they get him?
They eventually did get him. They actually arrested the couple, and they were both arrested on second-degree escape charges. So
True love.
But I'm surprised I didn't see impersonating an officer in there as a crime, too. And this is the final story today for your dummy of the day. And listen, guys, I used to be borderline creepy stalkerish when I was a single guy, like when a girl just said, hey, let's be friends or I'm not that into you. I'm admitting that, just so it's out there. But I never did this, okay? Back in 2016, 51-year-old Roy Medwell in England was engaged to a woman named Kay Wimbury, but she broke things off. She said, you know what, Roy, this isn't right. Well, Roy, he kept on trying to win her back. Come on, she'll have to like me. It got so bad, though, that she got a restraining order against him. Have you ever had to do that with a guy you've been seeing?
No.
You had ever a restraining order because they just would not leave you alone?
Luckily, I have not, but so many women have.
Oh, it's just terrible. I've heard about that. Last summer, Roy had a genius idea. Any idea what Roy's idea was? Because he still wants this girl back.
He sent her 5 million roses to her front door?
No, that would be a little excess right there. Roy wrote a letter to her pretending to be the ghost of her dead mother in the letter.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, it's your mother. I'm dead.
That is some amazing skills and impressive that ghosts can write.
I have good penmanship.
Do you think the ghost wrote in cursive or print?
I don't know. It'd be interesting if the ghost typed it in a letter. Like, wait a minute, you have a typewriter up there?
What did the letter say?
The letter was very brief, and it said, you need to get back together with Roy. You two are perfect for each other. Yeah, guess what? She realized that letter wasn't coming from beyond the grave and her mom. So she went to the cops. Roy was just now sentenced to 4 months in prison for violating the restraining order.
See, I like his creativity, so I'd probably give him another chance.
Of course you would. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So science has come out with a new bit of information that I thought was interesting.
Oh, great. A science lesson with Alex.
I have my white lab coat on. The beakers are steaming in the studio. So apparently some people can give themselves goosebumps. Researchers studied 32 people who all said that they were able to do it. They found that some people admitted to having goosebumps most of the time while doing activities that often generate involuntary goosebumps, like listening to music. Now, I constantly get goosebumps when I'm listening to music. Do you live the web, girl?
I constantly get them when I'm listening to music, when I hear sweet stories. I'm just cold all the time. I am very, very goosebump prone.
So this is weird to me. About a third of these people that they studied said that they trigger goosebumps to help themselves focus and concentrate, like when they're taking a test. Which
what?
I thought was weird. I'm like, isn't there Adderall for that?
It's your go-to for everything.
And they said that most like the feeling of getting goosebumps, since they said that they used it to amplify experiences, so they make themselves get them so that they can enjoy things more, which I was like, well, that's kind of weird. But I know of something that I want to try to do. So if you're listening right now, I want you to tweet us and tell us at Joan Alex Show if this gives you goosebumps, that I'm going to do it to live the web, girl.
All right, I'm going to take a little bit of video for our Joan Alex Show Instagram story so you can see this too.
Okay, all right, ready?
Yep.
It's a little song. I'm going to have you turn with your back towards me, hair down your back. Okay, here we go.
Feels like a Harvey Weinstein moment.
I'm about to get goosebumps already.
All right, here we go.
Why are you taking her shirt off?
You can't talk.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. There's an egg on your head and the yolk is running down. The yolk is running down and the yolk is running down. There's a knife in your back and the blood is gushing down. The blood is gushing down. Did it work?
I literally got goosebumps.
What the hell was that?
It didn't give you goosebumps, Joe?
No, it creeped me out.
I did. Did you see my body, like, get a chill?
No.
My body, like, kind of twitched because I kind of got a chill because I always, like, my body kind of, like, twitches when I first get goosebumps.
Did you get turned on? Because that's weird.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's cold in here. So that's weird. It is the Joan Alex Show. Liv, do you ever deal with that kind of pain or no? Are you okay?
Yes, it happens sometimes, Joe.
Why? I'm...
You don't want to talk about it?
No, I will. Okay. My right boob hurts.
Stop rubbing
it. Sometimes it's like just one boob, and I'm like,
it is. It's one.
It's like a sharp pain.
Yes,
this is weird.
It is. I'm really scared.
It's like I'm watching my sisters. They're both grabbing their right breasts. This
is weird. Sometimes it just happens. I don't know. I think it's weird.
I've never had this happen before.
Really? Oh, I get pains in like one of my boobs, it'll be sharp. I'd be like,
yeah, that's what it feels like right now.
It's like one, and then it kind of goes away.
Do you feel because your bra's too tight? Like, I don't know much about it. Is that like circulation?
Do you feel like both of your boobs have different personalities?
Yeah, I feel like when that's happening, it's like there's someone in my boob.
Controlling it from control.
No, just like they're like
master
moving
control.
Around.
This is right boobie to left boobie.
They're moving around and like maybe they're like getting in a fight or something with like
what?
My tissue.
No, I've heard this. I don't ever think this is noticeable, but is it true that all women's like one breast is bigger than the other?
I think that's more. That's normal.
Most women.
I don't think mine are.
I don't think mine are either.
But you
mine
know what?
Are. My left's bigger than my right.
That might be more of the case if you're a bigger chested woman. I feel like Liv and I are both members of the itty bitty you know what committee.
Okay. Whoa.
Well, she's got bigger than me, but I mean we're both under
right,
a C.
Right.
To be fair, a bee sting's a bee sting, so you know.
No, we're both under a C, but I think if you're bigger breasted, then that's when I think that you would notice that they're different, different.
This is something I learn every day. Like I think a lot of guys don't know this is actually going on. So is the pain still there or is it gone?
No, it's still there. Can you give me some banjos though to run us out?
Like do you want relaxing banjo or do you want
no,
intense?
No, like the fun ones.
Oh, okay, well like this?
Yeah, here we go. I got a song for you. Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them at your shoulders like I got a nettle loader? Do your boobs hang low?
Do your boots hang low? Do they hang to the fold? If they do, they don't and you need anything there.
I think I killed it.
Do your man boobs hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
No, that doesn't get you.
Does your wife get mad because they're bigger than hers?
Yours, yeah.
No, my wife's doing okay.
Well, if that doesn't get you in the mood for Friday, I don't know what will.
Ah, for sure. Hey, have yourself a wonderful weekend. I know Liz got to go home. The parents are in town. What do you have to clean up? What's the biggest thing in your apartment that's a big mess besides the big bong and stuff?
I just have clothes everywhere. I pretty much just use my entire apartment as one giant closet.
You know what you should
I
do?
Live by myself.
Recruit the cockroaches that live in your apartment to help
you
put stuff away.
Well, I also am having a problem with fruit flies right now.
Gross.
Oh my God. I think they're coming.
So nasty.
No, it's not me.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
You're not taking your trash out or something.
Yes, I am. It is not me. I'm telling you, this happens every 2 months. I fruit flies come out of the sink.
Gosh, we need to get like Save Liv on a water tower, like Save Ferris Bueller.
Let's get a GoFundMe so she can get an apartment without cockroaches or fruit flies.
Can we, please? Yes. Well, God. Pray for Liv. Save Liv. And pray for Alex.
I usually don't say this, but you're too pretty to be this poor.
Yeah, Liv needs prayer for her cleaning, and I need prayer for my right boob that hurts.
Hashtag right boob prayer.
Thank you.
I'm sending him up to the sky. All right, let's have a great weekend. Say goodbye.
Bye.